Yesterday, we talked about ways to study the book of Revelation. There are many ways to study the book of Revelation. But one of the important way to look at it is from the point of view of church, because salvation is established through church. Therefore, Revelation talk about a lot of truths concerning church. And to explain the book of Revelation, you can talk from social level, historical level, what happened on earth, or you can apply for spiritual meaning. Therefore, there are two rings that you can look at it. And I try to explain using the example of the six seals, seven seals. Before, you might have heard the explanation from worldly view, but I try to give you different understanding that it can be understood from spiritual view. The white horse, of course, is already referred to Jesus Christ. The red horse, not necessarily referred to persecution from communists, but it could refer to any persecution after you believe in Jesus Christ. The third one, you cannot waste oil and wine. Could refer to the famine of the world, but can refer to spiritual famine. Actually, spiritual famine is so common nowadays. People are hungry not because they don't have food to eat, not because they don't have water to drink. When we talk about the fourth horse, actually is a combination of the previous seals and add two more. It also can talk about spiritual meaning too. So just try to bring you a new understanding that there are two layers to understand the book of Revelation. Another way, please turn to B3, right? Because when I teach, I try to base on the note. So B3, the third way is the interpreting by the same principle, at the number C. B3. An event need to be interpreted the same way, though the event may appear in other places. Like the Bible talk about horses. White horse. I shared with you yesterday, many denominations, if you read reference books from other denominations, when they talk about chapter 6, first seals, white horse came out, they always interpret that the one sit on the white horse is the false prophet, right? But when the white horse start out from chapter 6, the white horse start to running to chapter 19. And chapter 19 tell us that the one who sit on the white horse, his name is what? Faithful and true, right? Very clearly, it is our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is the same principle. You cannot interpret the same differently because they refer to the same event. Only occur in different places. Huh? See, when we study Bible, some Bible are recorded in chronicle way. For example, Book of Luke, right? Book of Luke was a doctor. I recorded Jesus' story in a chronicle way, timing sequences. But if you read a book of John, you cannot read it from sequential way. No, because book of John, all the miracles, totally seven miracles, they are arranged in a very edited in a way so that you understand the miracle, later is followed by the teaching of miracles. I don't have time to go into that part, but I just want to tell you that some Bible is not recorded in sequential way. For example, this time you are going to study the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, again, is not written in sequential... Jeremiah. Yeah, thank you. I go to Canonical Park to preach already. Sometimes you know that. Nehemiah and Jeremiah always in my mind, the same person. Jeremiah. This book is not recorded in sequential way. So when you read it, sometimes it's very difficult to understand. You have to go back to the history and figure out who are the last four kings, right? And based on the four kings and look at the chapter, which king he's talking about, then you try to organize it in a sequential way by yourself. Actually, some of the chapters of Jeremiah is a collection of Jeremiah's sermon. A lot of sermons, they compiled it together, not in a sequential way. And Book of Revelation also, an event is recorded scatterly in other places, but we shall read it as The same event. Now, let me give you another example. Please turn to Book of Revelation, chapter. I'm talking about item number 2. Revelation chapter 15, 11 verse 15. 11 verse 15. 11:15, Vuti. You can also reference the note on B3, item number C2.
11:15?
Yeah.
Then the seven angels sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever."
Here the Bible says that when the seven trumpet blow, bam, da da da, right? When he blow, da da da, and then this voice say, "It's done." Actually, you reread the original text. It said the kingdom of God becoming, the kingdom on earth becoming the kingdom of God, right? Right? Is it? The word becoming actually is the same word as "it is done." This is the same word. So this is seven trumpet. When it blow, it's done. The kingdom on earth become the kingdom of God. Let's read another one. This is the same event, but with the same timing. Chapter 16, verse 17. 16:17.
Then the seven angels pour out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of the heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done."
It is done. The seven trumpet blow, it is done. The seven bow pour, it is done. Now the seven trumpet and the seven bow occur at the same time. You know what I'm trying to say? Right? Because it all says it is done. The timing is the same time. It is done. So you can see that trumpet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Bow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This 7:1, do it at the same time. It is done. Another one. Now let's look at Revelation chapter 21, verse 6. This talk about the tabernacle of God is on earth already. The New Jerusalem is ready, come down on earth, and the new bride is adorned already. I'm reading verse 2, waiting for the husband to come, right? And then, continue reading it, verse 6, it says, Vuti. Go back to reading verse
5. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new."
Amen. I make all things new already, right? It is done. I make all things new already. So you can see that even though 3 is done, it's done, it's done, it's scattered in different places, but they are the same event. Right? This is the third way to explain the Bible. By this way, now I want to see you another interesting one. And it helps us to understand the Bible much better. Please turn to, we're going to talk about millennium, 1,000 years in the Bible. The concept of 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 20, verse 2. Betty. Read it out loud. Peggy, right? Thank you. Louder, huh?
He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
Okay, bound him for 1,000 years, right? And where was he bound? Continue reading the following verse. Okay, Amen. Where did he throw into? Bottomless pit? Satan was thrown into bottomless pit, right? When he threw into, he started to hear, but there's no dong because it's bottomless. Right? So Satan was thrown into a pit, bottomless, right? Then, but this is 1,000 years, right? Let's continue reading it, huh? Chapter 20, verse 7 and 8. Continue reading it. 20, verse 7 and 8. Okay, from where? From prison, right? So bottomless pit over here is described as what? Prison, right? So Satan, after this 1,000 year is over, it will throw into bottomless pit, right? No, I mean at the very beginning it will throw into bottomless pit for 1,000 years, right? Right? Bound for 1,000 years, right? Now after 1,000 years over, it was released from where? Prison. So prison is what? So this is the same principle. You got to explain prison is part of the spirit. Now, more interesting stuff coming out. Let's read. It gives us more understanding by reading this way. Read chapter 18,
verse 1. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor.
2.
With a mighty voice, he shouted, Fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird.
So Babylon was the haunt for all kinds of what? Every evil spirit, right? But this haunt, if you check the original text, right, is the prison. It's this word. If you check the original text, this haunt is prison. Any translation say prison? If you read NKJV, right? Are you reading NKJV? Actually, these two words, can anybody read NKJV? Actually, this haunt is prison, right? And where's the prison over here? Babylon is the prison. Babylon, how do you spell Babylon? Babylon. Something like that? Huh? Something like that? Whatever. You understand what I'm trying to write, right? Babylon become the prison of all kinds of evil spirit, right? So where's the pit? Sometimes we imagine that bottomless pit is somewhere under the ground, right? And Satan got thrown into it, right? And it is a jail, right? But where is it? Over here. When he says over here, where is it? Where's the prison? Babylon is the prison, right? So where's the bottomless pit? Babylon. Where's Babylon? According to imagination, I didn't teach you there yet. Where is Babylon? The world. So the world, the desire of the world sent really belong to Satan, and it is a bottomless pit. You know, so many things in the world, actually, your desire could be preferred, like bottomless pit. Satan was bounded on earth in this bottomless pit. If you explain, use the same principle, right? You gain a lot simply by compare verses. And it makes sense because Satan is really appear on earth, right? And you know what? Satan's power is limited on earth. Satan's power is not extended to you and me because we are surrounded by God's hedge, just like Job, right? We have protections. If you get out of this hedge, you are vulnerable to satanic attack. If you are in the kingdom of God, the Bible, Book of Revelation concept is that you are sitting in heaven. When the Book of Revelation, read Book of Revelation, right? Everybody that on earth belongs, I'll talk about the worldly people, right? We are the one in heaven. We sit on heaven. We are the one in heaven. We never got attacked by Satan. But if you fall to the ground, you are devoured by Satan, right? And very, very interesting to just by looking at the 1,000 year, you can see, so prison is the bottomless pit, and prison is Babylonian. Babylonian is this war. No wonder we found that Satan's power is limited on earth to us. But is Satan a great power to those who are non-believers? Therefore, Satan can use his power to what? To lure many people to worship him. Right? When I was in your age, maybe a little bit younger than you, I heard a story from my parents. generations, they say that one believer who just got baptized, right, and live in the villages, and at, because in our place, right, in July, is a, there's a Lunar month, July, is the month of Satan to come out. Well, that's Gentile people saying, okay? But anyway, that kind of stuff. And this newly baptized was sitting in the yard. And he saw that two Satan walk by the yard and hear their conversation. And they said, one small devil talked to the bigger guy, hey, let's go to bully this house tonight, right? But the bigger guy said, no way, they are not in our dominion anymore. We are, they are protected, we cannot hurt them, right? Let's go to a neighbor and bully the neighbors. Non-believer. And, our newly baptized member just hear that. And at nighttime when they are asleep, maybe around 2, 3 o'clock, he start to hear, oh, the neighbor has a very bitter crying, right? At 6 o'clock, they went to visit. Some people already died. It's amazing. Just like, so again, Bartender's Pit is prison. Prison where? Satan. Oh. This is the same principle for you to understand how one way that we can interpret the book of Generation. Another way you can interpret the book of Revelation is item number D, possessing principle. What does it mean? Very interesting. Book of Revelation always go from one stage to another, and there's a process. Very likely, when you read it, you can find interesting stuff like this. For example, let's turn to Revelation chapter 4. I cannot give you all the examples. You read the note by yourself, and you flip the Bible, and you try to understand what's going on. Okay, Revelation chapter 4, verse 7, 6. Katie from Vancouver. Louder, please.
Verse 6. Also, before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center around the throne were four living creatures, as they were covered with eyes in front and back.
Amen. So, in front of the throne, there was a sea like what? Like what? Glass, right? A sea like glass. We will talk about it. We are not going to go into interpretation over here. So over here, in front of the throne, it's over here, right? Over here, there's a sea like glass. Sea usually is turmoil. But over here, in front of the presence of God, the sea become calm down. When you come to the presence of God, your heart is just like the world. Your heart is like up and down, up and down. Actually, you are not in front of God's presence yet, right? Because God's presence before the throne, the sea is glass of sea. But there's a process, okay? Processing principle. Let's read chapter 15. Verse 2. Katie. 15 verse 2. Amen. If you compare the chapter 4 and chapter 15, they are the same people they are the same people, but there is a process over here. This is what? A glass of sea mingled with what? Fire. So after you believe in the Lord, you have peace and joy. But later on, yeah, there's a process. You got to go through what? Mingle with what? Fire, tribulation. That's right. Believer also need to go through tribulation, right? Even though your heart might be calm, you need to go through tribulation. And actually, this is exactly talking about the Israelites people. They went out of Egypt. They were able to go across the Red Sea. Right? Joyful. They sing psalm as if they are standing in the glassy sea. But later on, in the wildernesses, right, many difficulties start to come, right? So this is a glassy sea mingled with fire. There's a process. Talking about God's majestic, God's solemn, God's power, the Bible uses three term to describe it. 闪电大声雷锋, thunder, loud voices, and lightning. Huh? Let's read chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 5. Talk about the majestic, the powerful God. Huh? Chapter 4, verse 5. I need a brother to read out loud. Huh? Yes, Travis, thank you. Amen. So when you talk about God's majestic, always talk about these three things, right? What are they? What are they? When you talk about the majestic of God, God's mightiness, what or is these three terms to describe it? What are they? Lightning, voices, and what? Thunder. Okay, let's continue. It is from God, right? It is from God, right? When God appears, it shows like this, right? Shows how mighty is God. Then you can see this process is, huh? Chapter 8, verse 5. Chapter 8, verse 5. This is judgment from God, huh? Travis. Yeah. So besides thundering, loud voices, and these three, basically three things, what is added to these basic three things? Earthquake. Suddenly there's an earthquake. When Babylonian fall down, the earthquake come that it broken into three pieces. When in the end of the world, when the earth start to fall, the Bible says Babylonian earthquake make it broken into three pieces. That mighty earthquake, huh? This is from God. Okay, so you see added, or one element added already. Let's turn to another one. 11:19. 11:19, huh? Travis. And what else is added? Huh? Besides voices, thunder, lightning, earthquake, what else is added? Hail, right? How big, how strong is the hail? Huh? Great hail, but the Bible recorded how heavy, how big is the hail, okay? You read Revelation and tell me the answer next section, okay? How big is the hail? Very big hail. This is punishment of God. Let's continue reading it, okay? 16 verse 18. Maybe I'm going to give you answers soon, huh? 16 verse 18. Actually, the answer is over here. Can you read it? 17 says, it is done. And 18 says what? This, Travis. 18? Yeah. And there were noise and thundering and lightning. There was a great earthquake. Such mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since the men were on earth. 19. Okay, jump to 21. How big it is? The great hail from heaven fell upon men. Each hail came about the weight of a pound. Men blasphemed God and become the plague of hail. Okay, so how heavy it is? It is a talent. What is the translation says? How heavy it is? 100 pounds. Huh? 75 pounds. How much is the weight? Divided by 3, maybe it's that hail, right? I am 145. Actually, divided by 2, half of my size, like a dynamite, right? Heavy, pulling them from heaven. Imagine that. This height, right? Throw me from the atmosphere, came down, boom, 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 earthquake, hail, and the three voices, three major elements when God shows up. So you see the processes, this is called possessing principle, okay? So you know that this is from God, because when God appears, always thunder, lightning, and voices. Any question? Okay, now, this is four ways that we look at the book of Revelation. Oh, by the way, one of the tests, huh, of book of Revelation is you need to finish reading the book of Revelation. If you finish reading book of Revelation, you get how many points, counselor? How many points they can get after reading the book of Revelation? Huh? 100? Of course not. I talk to counselor, huh? I really want you to read Book of Revelation. I have a version of CD, huh? Read Book of Revelation. It's very interesting. I really hope that you can hear it. When you talk about thunder and voices and lightning, right? There's a background music. Boom, 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 boom. you should listen to that CD. I don't encourage you to watch movie, right? But if you really read Book of Revelation with the imagined voices, right? It's full of very, very interesting to read. Just read it with 真的很像电影啊, really very exciting. Huh? You read it with what should I say? With emotion, huh? Very excited. Or later on, you come to my computer and listen to that CD. It's very interesting reading. So please read through it once again, because we don't have. I don't plan to. It's impossible. I can cover Book of Revelation with you, huh? I just want to give you outline. How do you start it and the basic outline? Now turn to page B4. If you can understand the structure of Book of Revelation, you can understand the whole books. So before you go into every tree, you got to understand how does the forest looks like. Oh, then it's easier for you to understand the whole thing. If you do not know anything about Book of Revelation, just remember one term. Book of Revelation just recorded two scrolls. Two scrolls. Because in ancient time, right, all the later and writing was writing at that time either on paper or scroll, right? Book of Revelation only consists of one letter, one scroll, or two scrolls, you can say it. One scroll, one letter is to the seven churches, okay? And the other scroll, the major content is very simple. Simply 777. Seven seals, seven trumpet, and seven bowl. That's it. This is just two books in the Book of Revelation. Right? This is the overall structure. Everybody got to remember that. When people ask you, what does the Revelation record it? Two books. Two scrolls. Right? And then you got to understand a little bit better. Now, two scrolls. Okay, now I know two scrolls. But where does it record it? Okay, now. If you read your B4, right? Chapter 1, the diagram, chapter 1, one letter, is from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Chapter 1 is the preparation to enter the letter to the seven churches. Okay? So, you can see that chapter 1, in Chinese term, we call it miaopu, is a seeding bed. Miaopu, how do you call it? Seeding bed. When you want to plant something, you always... You cultivate, you spread your seed in one places, right? When the seed start to grow, then you divide those plants into other places, right? We call it miaopu, right? How do you call it in English? Nursery, okay? Chapter 1 is a nursery. Why I say that? Because all terms we call it in chapter 1 repeated over and over again in chapter 2 and chapter 3, okay? So chapter 1 is to prepare you to enter into chapter 2 and chapter 3. Let me give you an example. Turn to Revelation chapter 1. Verse 8, I am Alpha and I am Omega. This kind of concept, I am, is and is to come, right? Would you read chapter 1? This kind of concept is repeated. Another concept, for example, from chapter 12 to chapter 16, introducing the Lord. This all repeated in chapter 2 and chapter 3. The Lord is the one chapter 12, right? The Lord is the one who's standing in between seven lampstands, right? The Lord is... have two-edged swords in his mouth, right? Chapter verse 16, right? Actually, if you read chapter 2, chapter 3, they are all there. Okay? You understand what I'm trying to say, everybody? So this is, a lot of terms like this always occur again and again in chapter 2 and chapter 3. Right? Understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? For example, Please read chapter 2, verse 1. Same.
To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
Okay, so seven stars and seven lampstands is recorded in chapter 1, verse 16. 16, Samuel read it.
He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength.
And verse 12.
Verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
So you know what I'm trying to say? Seven golden stems. It was repeated, chapter 2 and chapter 3, right? Chapter 2. So okay, so the first letter is from chapter 1 to chapter 3, right? But chapter 1 is only a preparation. It's a nursery. And the other scroll actually is from chapter 4 to chapter 22. Okay? But chapter 4 and 5, you have to correct it. Correct your notes. It's not 3 and 4. It's 4 and 5. Huh? The third column, the table, right? The table... prepare to enter the school is chapter 4 and 5. Chapter 4 and 5, many terms is repeated in the seven seals, seven trumpet, and seven bowls. For example, I just repeated to you. Chapter 4, you have thunder, lightning, and voices, right? How many times you see it in other places already, right? Chapter 5, I have four living creatures, 24 elders. It's keep repeating at the back. Huh. Again, so you understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, now, so you understand the major structure of these books. Let me go into a little bit details. The table is very important, right? Now, let's start from chapter 6 to chapter 7. Chapter 16. This is the major part of the score. Talk about seven seals and seven trumpets and seven bowls, right? Chapter 6. Again, 4 and 5 is only nursery. It's only a seeding, right? Chapter 6 is the starting of six seals, 1 to 6 seals. Chapter 7 is a break. Chapter 8 is the number 7 seals. Right? And then followed by a break. Right? And then chapter 9 is 1 to 7 trumpet. And chapter 10 to 11, this is another break. Right? And chapter 11 is the seventh, I'm sorry, this is to six, huh? The seven trumpet. And then they followed by a long break, huh? Chapter 12 to 15. Long break. And seven bars. Okay, so if you can control this structure, actually the whole books you can remember. Again, the other seal is the other schools only have seven seals, seven trumpet, and seven bowls, right? Right. But in between the seals, 1 to 6 seals and seven seals, there was a break. Right, And then, before he entered into trumpets, there was a short break. And then, this is chapter 9, it's 1 to 6 trumpet. Between the six trumpet to 7 trumpet, there was another break. So, always 1 to 6, then break 7. Always 1 to 6, and break for 7. Right? And then, a long break, bows have no, in between bows, no 1 to 6 bows and 7 bows, no break. Right? So, if you can understand this, then you understand the major part of the score. Now, do we have questions? This is a structure for you to memorize what is in Book of Revelation, right? Now, I want to talk about the break, right? This one, we mentioned a little bit about it already. I want to, why there's a break over here? Because it's six seals, right? The Bible says that there was a great persecution. A lot of officers, because at that time, probably it is sounds like the end of war, right? A great turmoil on earth. And the Bible asks the question, who was able to stand in this kind of situation? Let's turn to chapter 6, last verse. Huh? Chapter 6, last verse. Chapter 6, last verse. Huh? Maybe we should start from verse 15. When the six seals opened, maybe start from verse 12. Who can read with a loud voice? Jason, you read out loud. Huh? No, chapter 6, verse 12. Continue, huh? 13, and the star in the sky fell to earth. As made big drops from the fig tree and shaken by a strong wind. 14, the sky is revealed and the sword. Rolling up from every mountain and island was removed from this place. This is really the end of the world, actually. Huh? Continue reading. At that time, many people are panicked, right? Because the race of God is near. Verse 17. Who can stand? It's the end of chapter 16. Six. Who can stand? Then chapter 7 talk about those people who are able to stand firm in this kind of difficulties, this kind of turmoil. That is the 144,000 people. So this break is to answer the number 6 seal's question. Who are able to stand in this kind of tribulation? Is the 144,000 people. Try to introduce 144,000 people, right? And then you talk about chapter 7 talk about 144,000. Then chapter 8, the seventh seal was opened, right? Would you please read chapter 8? Just don't read, just look. Chapter 8. When chapter 8, the seventh seal opened, there was quietness for about 2 quarters, period. Right? And then trumpet comes out, isn't it? Right? Then before trumpet comes out, there's a short break from verse 3 to verse 16. This is a break of prayer. Oh, there's a short break. Before the trumpet blow, there's a short break for prayer from verse 2 to verse 6. At that time, the angels with incense over there, and all the saints was praying. I'm reading verse 3, right? And then, after the prayer point, verse 5 says that fire, and you can hear the loud voice. It starts to blow the trumpet. So you see, this is a very short break. Talk about prayer, right? And then it talk about chapter. Then it followed by first trumpet from 7, chapter 8, verse 7, second trumpet, verse 9, third trumpet, verse 10, fourth trumpet, verse 12, and chapter 9, fifth trumpet, right? And then, chapter 13, sixth trumpet. After sixth trumpet, then, chapter 10 is another break. And chapter 11 is another break. And then, chapter 11, verse 15, the seventh angel blows the trumpet, right? And it is done. So you know what I'm trying to say? Everybody follow me. So over here, 10 and 11, there's a break. The break, actually, if you read chapter 10, it is a mighty angel taking the scrolls. The scroll becomes small scrolls, and John eat the scroll into his stomach. Then that is chapter 10. Talk about the scroll was eaten by John. And then after eaten, 11, two witnesses came out, start to evangelize. Oh. So actually, 10, 11, this break is very important, critical in the whole processes. Over here, from chapter 6, there's a scroll. The scroll was originally in the one who sit on the throne in God's hand. And later on, this scroll cannot be opened. It's like something like this, right? You can imagine that someone sitting on a throne, having a scroll in the right-hand side, right? And when the voice is asking, who was able to open the scroll? Then nobody was able to open the scroll, right? Then John hear that, oh, he started to cry, right? And pray, right? And then one of the 24 elders tell him, don't worry, the Lamb of God was able to open the scroll. So later on, this scroll, who was on the right-hand side of the one who sits on the throne, delivered into the Lamb. The Lamb. The Lamb was able to open it. And first of all, there are seven seals, right? We do not know how it seals, right? But for sure, both sides have word. We do not know how does it seal, but there are seven seals, right? Then they start to open. First seal, second seal, third seal, first seal, six seals, and it break. Then six seal. Who can stand firm in this kind of great tribulation? Chapter 7 says, oh, the 144,000 who belong to the Lord was able to survive in this great tribulation. And then continue, seven seals, right? Seven seals was open. Nothing over there, just here like what? Quiet, because seven seals is already reached what? Reached the end. Nothing there. Quiet, as if waiting for the judgment day to come. In the Bible, when you talk about quietness, right? In the Old Testament, when God's judgment come over, there are a short moment of waiting, short moment of quietness. So there are short moment of quietness over there, right? Then, again, start open, right? First trumpet, second trumpet, to the sixth trumpet, right? Then this goes have some happen because it already opened. So verse 10, start to talk about this goal become a small score. Not the original score anymore, because many things have been revealed. Huh? Please read verse 10, chapter 10. This is, I'm talking about break right now, okay? Maybe we read from verse 1, huh? This is, you know, in the book of Revelation, very interesting to read. I really urge you to read, many interesting words. Would you please read out loud, please?
Two.
And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set
a little, the book, actually it's a scroll, right? It's become what? Become a little scroll, right? The same scroll, but it become little, because many has been opened, right? And then continue.
And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the seas and the things which are therein, there should be time no longer.
Okay, you know what? Would you please jump to verse 8, huh?
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book, or the scroll, which is open in the hand of the angel standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Continue.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
Amen. I think that's good enough. So let me demo it for you, right? So suddenly, what time shall we conclude? 20? Oh, maybe give me 2 more minutes, okay? Can I have 2 more minutes? Okay. Suddenly an angel who step on right hand on earth, the other hand on sea, right? Mighty angel, right? And with the scrolls in his hand, right? Little scrolls. And suddenly 7 thunders started voices, right? From this point of time, John, when the scroll was opened, John was the person who see and hear and write down, right? Right? He was like sitting on the theater. And imagine that he was sitting there on a theater, and all the shows, when the scroll was open, all the show was over there. Oh man, voices, he can hear, he can see many things, right? Glasses see, the rainbows of the throne, everything, right? But suddenly, the guy, of course, it's the law, right? Tell him, come. You can see a little guy run over, that is John, right? Because the guy who's standing on the sea and ocean must be a gigantic angel, it's God, right? And little John come over, run like a little boy, right? And say, him, eat these scrolls, right? So the scroll, where does the scroll end up? Start from the one in the throne, then to the hand of the lamb, then to the stomach of John. From that moment on, John is not only see and what? And hear, right? The secret is in her stomach already. You don't see no more and hear no more. All the secret was revealed inside him. This is a break for a turning point. Right? And then after you eat it, you got to prophesy. So chapter 11, 2 witnesses come out. Again, we got to review the structure because the structure will help you to understand the whole, give you the whole picture of the book of Revelation.